Oh, it wasn't even up anyway. It doesn't matter. Hey, this is WRER LP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Good morning. I'm Phil D. And this is the Friday Breakfast Blend now officially, as it is 6:43. Today, all Japanese. Let's think about Japan for the next 2 hours. I'm going to play nothing but Japanese music. Xavier was supposed to come in and play some music of his own, but I'm going to just have to preempt that with all Japanese. I have a plan.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
I rarely do theme music, and this isn't really a theme except for every band I'll be playing, as I said, is Japanese, and like making us think about them a little bit over these past few horrible days with what's going on over there. Anyway, we're going to start off with Magical Power Mako, who is a shaman of sorts. He's a bit of a psychedelia guy. You'd probably like him. Anyway, this is from his Blue Dot album. It's called Blue Dot 2. It's about the shortest one on the album at 6:18. We'll be right back.
夏は Thank you.
Wow. That was Moja. Moja.
Moja.
Moja. From their self-titled EP, or it's actually a full record. It's just a lot of dense songs like that. It's like eating like fruitcake or something, except not.
I
it's
hate
not,
fruitcake.
I know, but you'd love this. It's like sinking.
Absolutely,
your,
yeah.
Wait, let's come up with a better example. It's like eating molten lava.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so that's even better. With a little.
It'll burn your face
off. It'll burn your face off, exactly. And that was Moja, and that was the song 12. And then there was another band in there called Bizarabia. And it's from a 1995 self-titled CD, and it's track number one because I don't know. And then we started with a little Magical Power Mako special, Blue Dot 2, along with Space World, and both of those on Atavist Records. It's 6:21. This is the Friday Breakfast Blend. Xavier's here. What's up, man?
How's it going?
He's going to be playing a couple songs that'll be a step back from the Japan tribute set. But just a couple, because, you know, he probably was like, man, I got all the songs and stuff. And
it's all good, though, because we're giving it up to Japan today.
We're giving it up to Japan today, so it's all good. So this one goes out, you know, just thinking about him, because I myself just love Japanese music of all sorts. Oh, I got to play something else. That just reminded me of another band that I could go find and play. Okay, so in the meantime, we're going to play the Warmed Over Band. And this is, what's song number two on that track? It's that one, yeah. I can't see. It's the second
song number two. No One.
Okay, so that's this No One here. WRAR 97.3.
Band the wind. Now I'm one, two, three.
The Mix House!
Morning, it's me, Xavier, and I'm here with the PSA. The effects of segregation on two Richmond City high schools is the subject of an upcoming lecture at the University of Richmond. James Ryan will speak on Thursday, March 24th about his book, 5 Miles Away, A World Apart, One City, Two Schools, and the Story of Educational Opportunity in Modern America. This free lecture will be at 7 p.m. in Jepson Hall, room 118. For more information, you can call Thomas J. Shields, Director of the Center for Leadership and Education, at 804-289-8524. And coming up next, we have some more Tasty Treats for you. And we're going to go ahead.
This is a combined thing. And then you can play a couple of your songs. Okay, so this little experiment in Japanese stuff. The original band, the Juicy Fruits, did this song. Back in, I think, 1982 or 3. And then the follow-up band did it, which the band was called Oh My God. No, the band wasn't called Oh My God. Here it is. Mummy the Peep Show covered it. It's called Jenny is Feeling Bad. So there we go. Here we go. It's Juicy First version. And then Xavier's going to rock some out.
Can you tell?
That anyway, that was awesome. Thanks.
Excellent. No problem. Let's get back to the Japanese music.
Yeah, this is for Japan. It's a Japanese set, and we're gonna start off with the climax. And this is Japan here at WRAR 97.3.
what you create. Let's listen to the opinion. This is Japan. Can you say where's pride? This is Japan. Just following status quo. Can't understand why we have to do.
Thank you.
All right, one more. Mad Tiger!
Yeah. get the sea.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Mad Tiger right there. It's the Denton All-Stars version. It's on a 7-inch that came out a couple of years ago. That's a bunch of boys from Texas and of course P-Lander Z, who are Japanese, who live in New York now.
Who are just awesome.
Yeah, they're phenomenal live.
Seen them live, they're great. They're amazing.
Seriously. And then for that was P-Model and The Great Brain, which 79 kind of new wave album came out in 1979. And In a Model Room is the name of that one. And then Polysix, who has covered a P-Model song, that song particularly, and their Mooga's Love from a rare, hard-to-find one. It's We Are Show, which is the live version. I got to tell you, I bought the import for like $40, but it was it's the entire live show, like 65 minutes of pure awesome Polysix live, which is awesome, by the way, and an accompanying DVD.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then before that was Akalane, I think is the name of it, and Kasumi Hyoso, and that's from our Samurai Punk Rock Girls. And then Mega Babe was in there with the Speak Japanese and Die, and the climax started with This Is Japan. So all Japan sat here. Xavier's here, helped me run the show. I got two things to say. Thank you, Orangina from the River City Roller Girls, for calling and saying hello. They got something going on this weekend. And also thank you to Petra and the guy that rang the doorbell and had the bag full of bagels. We appreciate it.
They were great.
Yeah, they're delicious. Anyway, thank you, Petra, again. You rock poet supreme. Everyone does. This is a totally, you know, Japan rocks.
Japan does rock.
All right. So
I love anime.
Yeah, anime too, man. Dude, I actually brought an anime CD to play, but I don't know if we're going to have time for it. I don't know. Maybe I will. Yeah, okay, I'll do it. Okay. You got something to read there. Good.
All right. The benefits of Back to Basics Diet are the topic of a documentary film screening and lecturing at the University of Richmond. Independent filmmaker Jenna Norwood will screen and discuss her film Supercharge Me, 30 Days Raw, on March 24th at 7:30 p.m. at U of R's Tyler Haynes Commons Room 305. Supercharge Me shows what happens when one reverts to the simplicity of nature, consuming only fresh, raw, and organic product. Admission is free and everyone is welcome. More information is at JennaNorwood.com.
Okay, we're gonna forge ahead. This is a Billy set. Seriously, it's two songs. The Michelle Gunn Elephant is the name of this band.
Nice.
I don't know. And then President Gas, and actually The Michelle Elephant is Smoking Billy and then Go-Go Billy after that. So here you go, WRER 97.3 Friday Breakfast Blend.
Yeah!
you so near.
I'm Mitchell. Join the Richmond SPCA for a fun day in celebration and support of the pets who share our lives. This event, presented by Carpool, features a 5K run, a 1 mile fun walk, and a vendor fair. All proceeds benefit the homeless pets cared for by the Richmond SPCA. This event will take place on March 19th, 2011. The 5K starts at 9:30, dog jog starts at 11 a.m., and the fair starts at 9 a.m. and ends at 1 p.m. at 2519 Hermitage Road, Richmond. For more info, call 804-521-1308 or email info@richmondspca.org.
Maymont, home to Virginia's largest Persian ironwood, is well known for its unique trees, with some of the largest in the state and on the East Coast. Tour this diverse collection with Peggy Singelman, Maymont's Director of Horticulture, and hear about special features of these magnificent specimens. This event is on March 20th, 2 through 3:30 p.m. at Maymont Stone Barn. Register by March 18th. For more information, call 804-358-7166, extension 310.
Join us at Reuse Thrift Store for our very first workshop. Participants will learn how to make hand-painted decorative signs. All supplies are provided. Space is limited, so act quickly. To register, email judith@reuse@ral.org. Proceeds from the workshop benefit Richmond Animal League, Richmond's oldest no-kill animal shelter. This event will take place on March 22nd at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 13547 Midlothian Turnpike in the Midlothian Station Shopping Center, corner of Coalfield Road and Midlothian Turnpike.
Join the staff for a behind-the-scenes look at Virginia House. Visit seldom-seen areas of the museum and enjoy a close look at the collections of Alexandria and Virginia Weddle. The house preserves much the same as it was when the Weddles resided there from 1928 through 1948. It includes English and Spanish antiques, silk draperies, oriental carpets, and fine silver and china. After the tour, guests are welcome to visit the over 8 acres of grand gardens at the Virginia House. This event will take place March 25th, 12 p.m. at 428 North Boulevard. For more information, call 804. For more information, email jguild@virginiahistoricalsociety.org.
Parishioners of St. Patrick's Catholic Church invite you to the 26th Annual Churchill Irish Festival, March 26th and 27th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. The festival begins on Saturday with a walking parade and continues with a four-block street fair in front of St. Patrick's Church on North 25th Street between Broad and Franklin Streets on historic Church Hill. Celtic, Irish, crafts and merchandise, family fun, children's games in a huge kids area, food, refreshments, and more. Proceeds benefit St. Baldrick's Society, Holy Rosary Catholic Church, St. Joseph's Catholic Church, St. Francis Home, Little Sisters of the Neighborhood, Little Sisters of the Poor, Churchill Crime Watch, Child Savers, Clinic of Richmond, St. Peter's Meals Program, other neighborhood causes, and St. Patrick's Church. A little church with a big heart, built in 1859 by Irish immigrants. Go to www.churchillirishfestival.com or call 804-356-1093 for more info.
William Byrd Community House is offering a new class for all you bee cooks out there. WBCH is very excited to be offering a vegan cooking class starting Wednesday, March 16th, and going on every Wednesday for 6 weeks from 6 through 8 p.m., with the last class being April 23rd. These classes are open to the public. Please call or email Jessica Turner to sign up today. jturner@wbch.org, 804-643-2717, extension 324. The class will be taught by Jean Hurst, writer for the blog River City Vegan. WBCH is happy to be able to provide educational classes for the entire community. This event will take place at William Byrd Community House, 224 South Cherry Street.
This has been the WRAR Community Calendar for the week of March 14th. Please send your events to WRARCommunityCalendar@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah. Could not have a Japanese, all Japanese set on the Friday Breakfast Blend without playing the Blue Hearts. Not Linda Linda, though. That was I Want to Kiss from their second album, Young and Pretty, 1987. Before that was Sawa. I throw that out to Sawa, if you're listening. Sawa Fool. And the song Dragon. And then GIF Liquid Brains was Frank and Sister in there with that metal sound. And then Susumu Hirasawa and song number two from the Paranoid Agent soundtrack, another little anime in there, great anime. Anyway, this has been the Friday Breakfast Blend, all dedication to Japan with the little Xavier interlude there for his training, but it was good. It was kind of cool. So there you go. Anyway, I got two more songs in me, I think. We're going to play the Birthday Suits, then Chisushi Mamire. And Birthday Suit song is Flying Man Y2K, and the other one by the other band is Tea Time Sky, because I'm not going to pronounce it. All right, so thanks for listening. Let's all think about Japan and, you know, wish the best for him, and if you can help, please do, I say. Anyway, bye.
てくれたことなど一度もないのです。
ゲーム